What's good? What's good? I'm back. Promo Palace LLC vlog 45. We're going to title this one Top Platforms for Breaking Music. If you're live on TikTok watching, please hit that follow. Don't forget the video is pre-recorded for Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram TV. This is vlog 45. Top platforms for breaking music. Before I get started, don't forget this vlog is sponsored by, of course, Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. If you need online market promotions for your music, brand, or product, check us out, promopalace.biz. Also, if you're a dog lover, cat lover, animal lover, check out New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. And also, check out dizzlebrand.com, dizzle on ice, just add ice, dizzlebrand.com. Vlog 45, Top Platforms for Breaking Music. Right, before I get started, hit that click now subscribe button. Hit that like, share, comment. All engagement is good engagement. Top platforms for breaking music. I originally, before the internet, the way you broke an artist was radio, street team, and touring. And sometimes you could break an artist off of distribution alone if you had the right promo materials to go along with it. Because distribution used to matter a lot in the 90s. Back then, if you had distribution, like, it meant the world. Nowadays, anybody could get distribution, Every, company on the planet is distributing music, on the daily. I mean, there's 40,000 songs being uploaded on Spotify every single day. So touring, street team, and radio was always really how you broke an artist. Now, sometimes it was payola on radio. Sometimes it was just paying somebody to break a record. Nowadays, you can't break an artist on radio. You can't take an artist to FM radio and break them no more. They got to be popping before they hit radio. Because if they're not bringing listeners to radio, then radio is only going to play them for so long. Now, touring is still like the number one method of breaking a new artist. You put them on a big tour, let them tour for a year or two, build a fan base, that way. But during COVID, now this was before COVID, during COVID, ain't no artist was being broken during on tours during COVID. And like I said, once shows get back into the swing of things, show promoters only care about the major artists performing. They're not so much cared about unsigned openers as much, So, yes, why touring can be the number one spot to build fan base and break an artist. When it comes to the internet and things that are online and not offline, the number one platform is YouTube. YouTube is the number one platform that artists are breaking themselves. It's the number one platform that labels can break artists on. If you follow Murray, who's from Fayetteville, North Carolina, my city, they broke Murray mainly through YouTube with the YouTube video for Quicksand. I think the video has well over 200 million views now, if I'm not mistaken. It could be 100 million, but I think it's 200 million. Don't quote me on that. But regardless, YouTube is what they mainly use to break them. So YouTube is, look at a cat like NBA Youngboy. NBA Youngboy isn't getting hardly no radio play. It's YouTube, man. YouTube. He's killing it on YouTube. Look at a cat like Jordan Lucas. I watched this cat blow up off of YouTube video. The visuals, the videos, and mainly YouTube. The YouTube channel has so much power because you can upload your content anytime. You can delete it anytime. You have total control over the content, and whatnot. And then you can upload content no matter, whatever length, hour-long, two-hour-long content. When I get to my number two platform, you can't so much do that. You can't upload hour, 2 hour long content unless they've changed things, but I don't think they've changed that much. to since then. But number one is clearly YouTube. It's the number one platform for artists to break himself and for labels to break artists. If I had to say to put my eggs in all my eggs in one basket, it would be the YouTube basket. You know, if I had only so much budget and I wanted to just put all my budget into this one basket, it would be the YouTube budget. Number two, my number two platform for breaking music or breaking artists is the one that I'm live on over here to the right now, and that's TikTok. TikTok is the number two platform for breaking artists. Because influencers, first of all, got more influence than DJs nowadays, because they got more followers than DJs, more engagement than DJs, and they're more household names than DJs nowadays, you know? So Instagram influencers, TikTok influencers, YouTube influencers, whatever, influencers period, you know, are taking over. But TikTok influencers especially. Now, Lil Nas X, how do you break himself? TikTok. There's a lot of artists that, like, TikTok is taking their song over the hump, you know what I'm saying, with these dance challenges. TikTok is definitely, like, if you have the budget to get to the right influencers, definitely can break your music. It definitely can get a lot of people dancing and doing stuff to your music, you know. So, and TikTok literally broke, like, I want to say 20-something artists in 1 year. You know, that's pretty damn good when there's only 12, when there's only 12 months in a year. If you break it 20-something artists, that's at least two artists a month. Ask me how many artists has Spotify broke in a year. Zero. Zero. Spotify has broke zero artists themselves in a year. None. They haven't broken an artist whatsoever. So, yeah, my number one platform is YouTube. My number two is TikTok. Now, I don't have a definitive number three, but if I had to pick my definitive number three, it would probably be Instagram. Once again, influencers. You know, because most of these TikTok influencers are popping on Instagram as well. You can actually pay them to just post to TikTok and Instagram, do like a package deal where they post to all their social media accounts, which makes sense because all their accounts usually have traction across the board. You know, if you got a million followers on one platform, it's probably like more likely that you might have a quarter of a million on another and a quarter of a million on another as well. You know what I'm saying? Because you're able to pull at least a good percentage of those million followers over to other social media accounts. So Instagram will be my number three, you know, because once again, influencers have more influence than DJs. You're not going to take a song to radio, you know, and break it unless it's an instant hit. And even if it hits, you're still going to have to work it constantly. You're talking about $50,000 to $100,000, you know, radio campaign. Because if you're an unknown artist, even when it is the hit, radio isn't just going to buy into you just because it isn't always just about the song. It's also about how much fans do you have as an artist. And if you don't have fans right now, then you don't bring nothing to the table for that platform. You know, that's why they literally had to pay a quarter of a million to advertise Quicksand on YouTube. Because literally, you have to break the record still and build fans, and fans have to share the music. It's the fans nowadays that break records, really. It's not music promoters. It's not DJs. It's not music promotion companies that so much break records nowadays. It's the fans. And the fans are the influencers. Most influencers don't make music. They're not musicians. They're just fans. They're music fans. And they get so much influence, they turn into a business and they start making a living off of promoting brands and artists and whatever. So that would be my top three. YouTube would be number one place for artists to break themselves and labels to break artists. Then TikTok would be number two for artists to break themselves and labels to break artists. My number three would be Instagram. Now, if I had to pick a number four, I would probably say it's SoundCloud. And only a certain kind of artist is usually breaking themselves on SoundCloud. But I would say it's SoundCloud. Because there's been plenty trap and drill artists that break themselves on SoundCloud. You know, like Lil Pumps of the world. Like they blew up on SoundCloud and stuff like that. So this idea, you know, if enough people can blow up on one platform, it could be replicated by other people as long as they consistently follow the same methods and same process. That's one thing people got to realize. Just because you see Lil Nas X blow up on TikTok don't mean you can do it. You know why? Because you don't know exactly how he did it. You don't know what influencers he had to use. You don't know the budget he had to use. You don't know all the details. You don't know the exact process. If you don't know the exact process of how somebody blow up on a platform, why the hell would you think you could follow in their footsteps and do what they did if you don't know exactly how they do it? All you know is they use TikTok or they use YouTube. But how did they specifically use TikTok or YouTube? How much did they advertise in the daily? What places did they advertise to? What audiences, targets, keywords? What influencers did they pay? You know, all these things matter. If you don't know these details, this idea that just because somebody else blew up on a platform that you could do it is bogus unless you know all the details of what they did, what influencers they might have paid, how much ads did it take for them to get to this point. If Moray took $250,000 to get to the point of where he's at, why would you think you would only be able to do it with $25,000 or $2,500 when Moray clearly had an instant hit record? Moray clearly consistently puts out good music. Moray clearly has fans clinging to his music. Clearly went from 40,000 subscribers to about 400,000 in a matter of a few months. Why would you clearly think that you could do it for 10 times less the budget? That's the thing. You got to know all the details, too, when you try to blow up on these platforms. How much money did they spend? How much content did they put out? How often did they put out the content? How often did they advertise the content? Did they pay influencers? What influencers did they pay? Just paying influencers on TikTok doesn't mean you can blow up on TikTok the same way Lil Nas X did if you're not paying the same influencers. Or if you're not getting the same influencers to do your to take your content and use it. If I had to say number five, I would say Audioback. I know it sounds crazy, but there's African artists blowing up that are breaking themselves on Audioback. How they're doing it, I have no idea. But a lot of African artists are breaking themselves on Audioback. That's why I have mainly African artists that pay me for Audioback promotion, you know? And, I mean, I can't break a record on Audioback. I could get you some promotion. You know, I'm not the king Audioback promotion guy. I could get you some traffic, some promotion. But, yeah, I would say Audioback because I know that there's African artists that blow themselves on Audioback. They break themselves on Audioback. But, like, Spotify? No. Apple? No. Any of these streaming platforms that y'all concerned will get paid royalties out? Artists ain't breaking themselves on these platforms. You know why? Because you can't upload content anytime you want to. You can't delete it anytime you want to. You can't engage with people on Apple, Spotify. Where is it that people can comment on your Spotify and you can comment back? Where is it that they can comment and you can like the comment? Where is this engagement? There is no engagement on... This is the thing you got to realize, people. If you can't engage with fans on the platform directly, you can't build fan base. You can't break music on this platform. that's another reason why radio just doesn't work no more, because you can't engage with fans on radio, and fans are not engaging with unsigned artists on radio. If they don't know who you are, they're not engaging with you. They're engaging with popular artists. It's always going to be that way. They didn't even take Moray's music to radio till after it blew up on YouTube. I repeat, after it blew up on YouTube, which basically validates what I said at the beginning of this, that you can't take a song to radio and make it pop unless it's already popping before it hits radio. That's how it works. So, yes, that would be my top platforms, man. YouTube, number one. TikTok, number two. Instagram, number three. SoundCloud, number four. Audiomack, number five. And I would throw it at number six in there. If I had to pick a number six for you to break an artist or break a record, I would say it's Facebook. Facebook. And if you know how to run ads on Facebook, right, you can get crazy engagement. I can get crazy engagement on Facebook. If you know who to run the ads to and where, what countries, what age, what genders, you know, then you can get a lot done, you know. So, yeah, that would be my top platforms for breaking artists and breaking music. YouTube, number one. And I don't see that going anywhere. TikTok, number two. Instagram, number three. SoundCloud, number four. Audiomack, five. And Facebook, number six. Because you're not breaking the artists on blogs. Not breaking them on radio. You know. And just know that, number one, once we get back to the swing of things and all these COVID restrictions and all these people running scared with their tails between their legs, start getting back to society and life, then the number one form of breaking artists and breaking, you know, records will be touring. But right now, it's not. Right now, today, this very day, touring is not number one. Not for unsigned and up-and-coming artists, you know, for mainstream artists. Artists signed to major labels, yes, maybe, you know. But, yeah, right now touring is still limited in a lot of places because there's still just so many COVID restrictions, you know. So, yeah, if I had to put all my eggs in one basket, it would be YouTube. If I had to put my eggs in a two or three baskets, it'd be YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. That would be it. Put all my eggs in two or three baskets, YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. And if you just focus on advertising on those three platforms every single day, you should be good to go, man, of building fan base and just getting your brand out there, you know. And this ain't even just for, like, music either. Like, if I had to pick, like, as a brand, just a product or brand, if I wanted to pick one platform to get my product or brand awareness out there, it would be YouTube. It would definitely be YouTube, you know, and whatnot. And one of the last things that would be Google. Google.com would be the last place I would go to try to break an artist. Like doing SEO. SEO and artists don't always work because artists try to target keywords like hip-hop and just things that are unrealistically too competitive. You know, they're too high competitive. You're unrealistically not going to get first page for these keywords whatsoever, you know. But yeah, Vlog 45, top platforms to break artists and break music. That will be my top platforms. YouTube number one, TikTok number two, Instagram number three, SoundCloud number four, Audiomack number five, and Facebook number six. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Vlog 45. My name is Paul Pickett. This is Promo Palace LLC. Don't forget to check us out, Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. Also, check out New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. And check out dizzlebrand.com. Dizzle, just add ice, Dizzle on Ice. Follow my Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and more. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Promo Palace LLC Vlogs, and I'm out.